Thank you very much, Randy. January 22nd, 1973, 37 years ago now, the U.S. Supreme Court issues Roe v. Wade decision. Ideas have consequences, and since Roe v. Wade in 1973, the total number of abortions performed in the United States alone is nearly 50 million. Hard to imagine. And the number of abortions per year worldwide, approximately 42 million. Number of abortions per day, approximately 115,000. The numbers are singularly staggering. We think about 3 million people in need of emergency aid after a major earthquake in Haiti. And yet the numbers with respect to abortion literally boggle the mind. And in some ways, we as Christians have become apathetic to the painful killing of innocent human beings. And we must be ever more aware of the fact that we as Christians are called to be salt and light, to make a difference. If the salt has lost its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men, said our Lord. Have we lost our saltiness? If we become microcosms of the culture, and we have, the culture will devolve. If we become change agents in the culture can be radically revolutionized. And we have a message of hope. While the statistics are staggering, for those who embrace Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their life, even the blight of abortion can be absolved. The blood of Christ covering it all. And we can have a certain knowledge that while we cannot be with our aborted this side of the veil, one day in eternity we can walk into their embrace. The Christian message is not a message of panacea. It doesn't give us a peaceful way to come to terms with death. But it does give us something far greater, a way to overcome death through the power of Christ's resurrection. So, Christian, in the midst of the carnage, there is peace, there is hope, and there is the certainty of resurrection. This is a day in which we once again remember the need to know what we believe and why we believe it. So while there is yet time, we can make a difference.